But first, to Texas Hill Country, where emergency teams and volunteers continue to sift through the wreckage of the floods and are gradually bringing to light the full scale of destruction. The death toll has now tipped over 100 and is expected to keep climbing. 27 campers and counselors who were staying at the all-girls Camp Mystic we spoke about yesterday have been declared dead. Asked for an estimate of the number of people still missing, Kerrville manager Dalton Rice would only say, quote, "It is a lot." Rescue efforts have become missions of recovery, and stories of heroics, tragedy, and sheer survival are emerging as we learn just how little time people had to react. 4 months' worth of rainfall fell in about 4 hours. Local resident Doug Fuller told NBC about the terrifying moment water entered his house.
Eventually, the doors burst open, and we jammed ourselves in the doorway as long as we could until eventually a large swell of water sucked us out, and a neighbor who was outside as well were clinging onto a support post in front of our door, and we were able to grab hands, and I was able to grab my wife, and we held on for about the next 2 hours until the waters receded and just rode it out. It was terrifying.
For people from out of town who were visiting the area for the July 4th holidays, the floods were particularly shocking and difficult to escape. Lorena Guillen is an RV park owner. She told NBC how floodwater simply swept away dozens of trailers in the night.
You could see the lights of vehicles getting washed off from upriver, and you can hear honking. You couldn't see anything, but you can hear honking and you can hear the screaming. And you couldn't see much, but the screaming was unbearable.
A U.S. Coast Guard rescue swimmer named Scott Ruskin is being credited with coordinating the rescue of 165 people at Camp Mystic, carrying kids onto helicopters. It's his first year on the job, and he told CNN this was his first rescue mission.
It was pretty traumatic. I mean, yeah, you have a lot of kids. They're having probably the worst day of their life. They're missing friends. They're missing loved ones. They don't know where they are. So I was really just trying to comfort them and let them know, like, hey, like, I don't know where your friends may be right now, but my only objective is to get you guys out of here and get you guys to safety.
Carrie Heath, a reporter with the Austin American-Statesman, told us how people are processing all that's happened in the past few days.
Most of the residents I'm talking to have lived here for 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, and this was a shock to them. Many people had lived through other historic floods, and this flood was a shock.
Heath said that it was the speed of the devastation that took the county by surprise.
Some of the residents I talked to said that the damage we saw happened in like less than half an hour. This area is known as Flash Flood Alley in Central Texas. We get flash floods. This is something that this area prepares for and expects at times, but this was a devastating event.
She described the scenes as heartbreaking, having grown up nearby, but said the town had, in her words, put their heads down to focus on recovery and clearing the areas. But she noted that efforts were hampered by the practicalities of getting into hazardous areas.
The bridges are either covered in debris or the bridges are out because of damage caused by the flooding. So it is either not safe or unadvised to bring heavy equipment across the bridge right now. And so that's impeding recovery efforts in some ways.
One small respite for the response teams is the weather. Rainfall has continued to complicate efforts, but forecasts say that today storms are finally giving way to drier conditions and clouds are starting to clear.